again. It's like 3:15 in the morning here on the East Coast. I got an overcast sky and it's kind of chilly outside. I really don't know what to talk about. I'm just trying to kill time. I've been bored for the entire shift. Victor, unfortunately, it's his night off today. So I had no one to talk to, really. Which sucks, but hey man, that happens. Talked to H-Bomb for a bit. On MSN. So, that's alright. I should have gone on earlier. Maybe I could have talked to him more. Anyhow, I have no idea when we're recording the next CBG. I have Fan Expo this entire weekend coming up. Which leaves only, again, Wednesday night to record. So, if all the boys and girls are really nice, maybe we'll do another fucking live show next week. Except this time I'll wake up on time and not depend on my shitty iPhone's fucking alarm. That was embarrassing, actually, come to think of it. It was horrible. I don't know. I need to go out and, like, I don't know. I need to go out and buy myself, like, a Sony alarm clock. Like, the one that I had that I have at home that I don't use anymore because it also started fucking up. What happened was, is I have this one beside my bed. It's an iHome. It's like this budget Walmart. See how fucking quiet it is out here? If I open this can of pop, you can hear it echo all the way across the street. I'm talking, I don't know, 500 meters away, you can hear that. That's nuts. That's how quiet it is over here. Oh, that's good. Anyways. So, yeah, I think we can do a live show again this Wednesday because I'm taking Wednesday night off. I'm not working Wednesday night. I took it as my night off, so fuck it, in other words, as I don't care. But, I think we can do another live because, again, I was just explaining why. It's because I took Wednesday night off, so I have Wednesday night free. We could record the show Wednesday night. I got to talk to H-Bomb about that. And Harold and I will figure something out. Wednesday would probably have to be it. So what we're going to do is we're going to record the show. I still got to prep the show for tomorrow morning. Which I don't have with me, but I can at least write up the article and shit and name the episode. Which I didn't jot down. I forgot which name I chose. Of all the different ones that we came up with. I'm hoping we can go do it live again next Wednesday. That'd be awesome. Back to the alarm clock. What I have right now is some Best Buy piece of shit that I got, which was good in the beginning, but then started fucking up. And what happens is on that one, it's only good for telling you the time. What happens in it is, I don't know why, but it doesn't differentiate between AM and PM, which is kind of a problem because I don't always wake up in the morning. I wake up in the afternoon too when I'm working nights like today, and that kind of sucks. So it's kind of no good to me if it doesn't do that. So what I think I'm going to have to invest on my next paycheck is I'm just going to buy a Sony alarm clock or something name brand, you know, something with a good warranty. That's what I want to get. I hope Best Buy doesn't usually have those on sale. I'll see. But I definitely need a more reliable alarm clock, you know, for my room. Because I can't be depending on my iPhone. My iPhone's starting to fuck up. It's doing panic reboots. If I'm listening to music, sometimes it'll just stop. Because it's run out of memory, essentially. It's like, wow, really? Oh, man, that really stinks. But anyways, back to CBG. Yeah, I'm hoping we can record on Wednesday night, probably the same time. I think I'd like to go for something earlier than 8 p.m., maybe 7 p.m. I definitely would like to go a little bit earlier. 7 p.m. is probably good. Again, I got to discuss this with the HOM. Him and I will decide on that. Otherwise, I have no other days to record the show. Fan Expo is a day more this year, and we're starting Thursday. Lately, I've noticed my German accent is really coming out. I can't say the word Chinese anymore for some reason because I say Chinese. which again is something that the Germans say, and I'm getting the W's and V's messed up, because you gotta understand, in German, the V sounds like an F, and a W sounds like a V, so that's the cycle that it goes in, just like how you say Volkswagen, which, again, in English, sounds like you're, you know, saying, using an F and a V, when in fact it's a V and a it's a W and a V. So, that's always funny. Sounds like an F in a, instead of a D, sorry. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, I remember when I talked about that bong that I wanted to buy? So, I went to, like, a whole bunch of fucking head shops in downtown Toronto. The only one I didn't go to was the one in the Beaches, because that's too fucking far away. That's like a near 2.5 hour streetcar ride. And I just felt something wet drop from the sky. It better not be fucking raining, man. Anyhow. I went to several head shops downtown. None of them have the Haas Build-A-Bong system. They only have pre-built Build-A-Bongs and not the one that I'm looking for, which blows balls. So, there's another head shop I'm gonna go to. I bought some joint pieces from there, during the THC Expo. Not THC Expo, the, Treating Yourself, TY Expo, I'm sorry. The Treating Yourself Expo. And, I tried looking for a bong everywhere else, but I went to their website. It's called kush.ca. That's with an extra H at the end. So kush.ca, because kush.ca with just one H, that takes you to another website of this other dude in Vancouver. But kush with two H's, .ca, I saw on their website that they have them. They have them in several colors and styles as well. So I'm thinking of maybe going down there, because when I bought stuff from them at the TY Expo, I thought the prices were pretty fucking reasonable for everything that they were selling, so I didn't have a problem with it. But yeah, it looks like I'm gonna have to take my ass down there. That's a fucking Bathurst and Wilson. If you don't live in Toronto, Bathurst and Wilson is the ass of the world. It's basically Midtown. There is more action uptown than there is in Midtown. Midtown is like one of those areas in Toronto where nobody fucking goes there. I find, I think Bathurst and Wilson area would be Portuguese Town or Little Italy. No, Little Italy's on College Street. I don't know. I'll find out when I go there next week. Probably on the first day of my 7 days off, I am gonna go there and see what I can find. I'm not sure if I'm working any overtime for this stretch of my 7 days off that are coming up. On the other hand, I'd like to take my 7 days off and actually have 7 days off. And I've actually been thinking of just jumping town for 7 days or some shit. I'll be honest. I need to go somewhere. I need to go on vacation. What I really would love to do is go on a 4-day Amsterdam excursion on my own. That's what I really want to fucking do. But I'm trying to see if I can save up enough money to get Jazz to come with me, because she can't afford to go. And I really want to travel somewhere with her this year without her fucking, you know, having to attain funds via credit, because I'm not a fan of that. So, since we are still missing one person on shift, and that's why I've been working the overtime, is because it's there, is we're still missing a staff member. And the thing is, though, they haven't hired a new one yet, is because we've all been filling it with overtime. Like, people have just been jumping on OT. It's like, oh, cool. I mean, who's going to say no? As I said before, I'm not sure if I ever mentioned this on Audioboo, though. It's like, at my job, there's a 70% chance every time I work that there's nothing that's going to happen. That there's nothing that's going to happen, that nothing's going to go wrong, and that I basically do fuck all. I've already had several nights like that already in this stretch, whereas there's some that aren't like that, like tonight, where some shit does happen and, you know, you gotta actually do something for a couple of hours or for the whole shift sometimes, which happened to me last week. You know, but it balances out in the end. I mean, for the 70%, for the days where you do nothing all shift, there'll come that shift where you gotta do everything, and that shift requires you to do so much work because it's such a high level outage that you actually gotta do something, and you gotta make, and you're basically doing the job of three people, so that does happen. So it does balance out in the end, but again, this place is stress free. I don't know. I can't fucking complain. Like I said about my very daft coworkers that bitch about the money at work and all that stuff. It's like, I don't know what the fucking problem is. It's very obvious that these people have not worked fast food ever in their lives or worked a call center job where your bosses were idiots and daft children or treated you like you're a child. That's the worst part, man. You ever had a job where you were treated like a child? Man, I've had that before, trust me. And I'm talking treated like a child. I'm talking really being treated like a child. I think I might go through a story like that. I got 20 minutes anyways, and I got an hour of lunch to kill. Fuck, maybe I'll do a separate audio boot on stories about work. Some of these Vic's experienced, some of these happened after he left. Because Vic actually left our old job to come here. First he finished his degree in philosophy. And then went ahead and came here. And, you know, a couple of months later, after he's been here for, I think he was here for almost a year when he vouched for me and got me in here, which is cool. Anyways, I have gone way off track because I didn't even finish the part about Fan Expo. So, yeah. So, again, we're going back to Fan Expo. So, Victor, Will, and I will be going to Fan Expo early on Thursday because we all got weekend passes, which means we get to go in 2 hours early. You know what we're doing. We're going for the Sony booth. That's the very first thing I'm doing. I'm going to the Sony booth. I want to play the fucking PlayStation Vita. That's what I want to play. I want to play the Sony Vita. It's the very first fucking thing I want to do is play the Vita. And after that, I forgot what there was for 360. There was a couple of games that they were showing off. Ubisoft is, of course, there because, I mean, for fuck's sake, they're in Montreal. That's where all the games are made now. I mean, Assassin's Creed, I believe, is also now made in Montreal. Splinter Cell was also been moved to Montreal. I'm not even sure if they're ever going to make another sequel to that. Rayman's, the Raving Rabbids games are also made in Toronto. And the Wii ports are all made here. Whereas everything else is made in Toronto and Vancouver. Here's a little fun fact about Toronto. The Wii ports of EA, Ubisoft, and what was one more company? I think Rockstar also. I believe the Wii version of Bully was made here. Not really Toronto. They call themselves Rockstar Toronto, but they're in fucking Oakville, which is like, you know, the Santa Ana to Los Angeles, you know. Quite a distance away. And that's where they reside. Then, of course, there's Silicon Knights in fucking Hamilton, or St. Catharines, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Basically, that's a town that's in between Niagara Falls and Toronto. Or Toronto, not Toronto, the second T is silent. But yeah, anyways, all the Wii ports are EA's, Ubisoft's, and Rockstar's Wii ports. They're all done here. They're all done here in Toronto. The last big game that was made here in Toronto by Rockstar was The Warriors. That was the last one that was made here. It was The Warriors for PlayStation 2. That was the last one. Since then, Rockstar has not really been doing much up here. I don't even know if the studio is still open. Or if they silently closed it. I don't know what the fuck else they'd be working on. I don't think they worked on... I think they might have worked on the iOS versions of... whatchamacallit? Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars, which, again, in my opinion, was a shitty GTA game. But I'll talk about that in another boo. Oh, why don't I just do it here? And you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. Anyways, I'm all over the place, man. I really need to collect my thoughts before I do this. Because I wasn't even done the bong story. This is how I actually talk in real life. When you meet me in person and you talk to me, expect me to jump all over the fucking place. I mean, I got anxiety issues when it comes to those kind of things, because I can't keep a conversation on point. Or I guess that's just ADHD or something or whatever. Maybe I should get a cannabis license for that. Maybe then I'll be more on point. Even then, actually, no, I'm even worse when I'm stoned. But I am chatting when I'm stoned. Anyways, the whole reason behind the bong story was that this place, Kush, is the only place where I can probably buy it. I ordered it from that website, useyourlungs.com, which you shouldn't use because it's a piece of shit. I ordered the bong through there on... But today's Sunday. I ordered it 3 days ago. On Thursday night. I sold that Thursday night. And the way this website does it is they don't have a checkout system. What they'll do is they'll email you the invoice. And then probably it'll go through PayPal. Okay, cool. I know this place is legit because they have several outlets. But... you know, it's Sunday, and I've not been sent an invoice yet. So you mean to tell me all day Friday you can't send me a fucking invoice? You don't want to make $200? You know, it's rather this place is no longer in business, or people are neglecting the emails there, or whatnot. Or they're too high to remember that they also sell their shit online. That's what I'm thinking. But either way, if I don't hear from them by Monday, I'm just going to email them and tell them, you know what, it's pretty obvious that you have other things to do, so, you know, just forget it. The good thing is I haven't given them any payment info whatsoever, and that's good. So I don't have to worry about that. What else? So yeah, I got to go to Kush and get it from, hopefully they still have them there. I am going to do the right thing, which is what I've been doing. With the head shops, and that's calling them. The thing is, though, is a lot of times when you call a head shop, you will encounter a person who is probably slightly high. These guys do tend to, you know, go outside and do that shit, which I find kind of irresponsible, but I guess that goes with the culture. But that's cool. But in some of the head shops that I've called on Queen Street, man, some of the people, they just sound like, huh? Which one? Yeah, I'm looking for the Haas Beaker Build-A-Bong set. I'm looking for that one. It's a beaker bottom. 9mm glass is about 18 inches tall. Apparently, that's too much technical details for some people. But I can understand. I mean, if you're stoned, you're not going to be able to do that too well. But then again, you shouldn't be high on the job to begin with. Unless you're working in a cafe of some sort. I mean, then it's just secondhand, and then you might as well. there's nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, I called all these places. Some of them, they couldn't give me direct answers. They're like, yeah, we ordered them. We don't know when they're coming in. And, okay, that's cool. I understand that, you know. Only the boss or the person in charge of inventory would be able to tell you that. And, obviously, that person's most likely not going to be there. And that's cool. I don't have a problem with it. Anyways, I actually got only a minute left of recording here. So you know what? I am going to do a second one because I'm fucking bored. And you will listen to me. And if you don't listen to me, I'll listen to myself. And that's always very important, kids. Always listen to yourself. Before you listen to anyone else, listen to yourself. More bong stories and work stories coming up in part 2.